This is The Unholy Union,
a podcast where you will be subjected to highly offensive marital discourse.
If you do not feel insulted during this week's episode, don't worry. We'll try harder next week.
If you can relate to our ramblings, we want to be friends with you.
If you believe that we take it too far or our mouths are too much for you, then with as much love and sincerity as we can muster, you can suck it.
Welcome to The Unholy Union. Back at it.
There's a little delay there. I didn't know what to say. I pushed the record button before I was ready.
Turn it off.
No, we are not turning it off. We're going for it.
Oh. Okay, so new equipment.
Yeah, we got new equipment and we have no idea what we're doing. So it's just supposed to be a little bit easier. Yeah, you're already smacking the microphone.
I didn't mean to.
Well, stop.
So
we've got a couple
fun.
Of topics for today. It's been a rough week. Yeah, just all kinds of stuff going on around here. Weather-related crap.
I mean, that's pretty much, I would say, almost the whole country at this point, other than Florida.
Yeah, good, we're going to move to Florida.
At this rate, like, it was 80 degrees and everywhere else is ice.
Yep. I am planning on hopefully teleworking full-time, and if that happens, we are out of here.
Yeah. Florida.
Way out of here.
Like, gone.
Yeah.
80 degree weather all day, every day.
That's right.
Good grief. Well, last time we kind of did a hot...
Come on now. Good Lord.
I was going to say hot and heavy. I'm like, wait.
That sounds weird.
I need to go to bed. See, this is, I don't know how I feel about this.
You are struggling.
All this new podcast equipment and you got buttons you can push now. Like, this is...
We're getting official.
Getting technical. Good grief. Anyways, so we got really heavy with our last podcast just because it had been 5 years. Life has happened. There was a lot to go over in that 5 years. But we mentioned through Russ's mental health journey that we would bring it in from time to time in our podcast. And for this specific one, I figured we could start off with a very simple question and one that I think most people ask when we first say that Russ has OCD and, you know, we went through this journey. I think a lot of people ask, well, how did you know you had OCD? And I kind of wanted to pose that question to you.
Well, that's a really tough question. Well, I mean, honestly, the answer is I didn't know or... Yeah, how did I know? Oh, say that one more time.
Yeah, how did you know you had OCD?
I didn't. The only time that I knew that I had OCD was when I got diagnosed. And even then, I had a hard time accepting it because I didn't want this lifelong thing weighing over my head. And that was a big deal for me at first, too. Like, when the doctor said, yeah, you have OCD, and it was a legitimate OCD therapist that said this, I was like, nah, he's wrong. He's wrong. I don't want to have OCD. So it was a lack of acceptance I went through during this whole journey. And that honestly hampered my healing. The faster that I accepted it, the faster I began to start to at least move on.
Well, maybe I should phrase that a little differently then. I mean, I feel like a lot of people would ask that, how did you know you had OCD? But I think we mentioned it at the last podcast as well that it came a time where the therapists that we were seeing at the time weren't really getting down to the issue.
Right.
They felt like they were kind of high level and weren't getting the help that we needed at first.
Well, it was all talk therapy, which is completely detrimental to progress in OCD.
So let me rephrase that, knowing what I know. How did you realize that you needed something different than what they were providing?
After 3 or 4 separate therapists, and there was zero progress in my OCD, I knew that I started to want to get better, and I started to do my own research. Doing my own research is how I kind of started leaning towards, yeah, this starting to sound like a little bit of OCD. Not a little bit, because it ended up being pretty much my entire issue. But just feeling like I was spinning tires was when I realized, like, hey, this isn't just anxiety, which is what I was kind of not hoping, but what I kind of understood what I had to be. These people just assume that that's all I had, which was kind of a mistake on them because I'm putting my mental health care kind of in their hands. I mean, and they didn't bring up the fact that, hey, you might have OCD if you're having these intrusive thoughts that won't leave you alone all day. So that's when I said, all right, Dr. Google, I hate you so much, but guess what? I'm gonna have to make use of you for now.
And it was like a research of your symptoms, not that you just went out and said, let's start with OCD. It was
No, it was I am having intrusive thought, whatever, and you just type in your intrusive thought in Google and you will be surprised at how many people have what you have. So don't think you're alone. That's once true. Again, do not think that you are alone. There's OCD is more common than you think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to know your own symptoms, to know how you're feeling is extremely important. And then to go off of that and seek your own support, your own.
What is it? What is it? Help?
Right. To assistance. Seek your own, right. Your own treatment. That's the word.
Yeah.
To seek the treatment that you think will best suit you. Because like you said, you felt like talk therapy wasn't helping.
Well, and there's been multiple things researched and posted that talk therapy is almost the opposite of what you need when you have OCD. Because talk therapy for anxiety is a lot of reassurance, which in itself is a compulsion. So just to make it clear to people that don't have OCD, a compulsion is something that you do to get relief from your intrusive thoughts and
from your anxiety.
Well, yeah. So for
your obsession,
for people with harm OCD, generally they would say, hey, wife, hey, husband, would I do something like that? You know, would I hurt somebody? Would I, or am I gay? You know, whatever.
Could I be contaminated?
Yeah. Could I be dirty? Do you think that I wash my hands enough? That's your reassurance. And that's what these talk therapists do. I mean, especially for depression and anxiety, they try to talk you into, you know, just being okay with the situation that makes you anxious, but being okay with you thinking these weird thoughts.
Being okay with your fear.
Yeah, I mean, them saying,
you will never your fear.
Oh, you would never do that, blah, blah, blah. You know, you're not gay if you don't think you're gay. All that's doing is feeding the monster. You're just reaffirming to your brain that, yeah, it's correct in assuming that these intrusive thoughts are a threat. It's messed up. Mm-hmm. It's a vicious cycle. You see something like somebody with contamination OCD, they pick up a shoe. I don't know. But they automatically assume, like, holy shit, this shoe is contaminated. So they got to wash their hands 100 times. It's like the thing that you think you're doing to help yourself is actually hurting you.
Right.
It's a freaking circle that's awful. You got to break it. And that's what these OCD therapists are for.
Right.
And ERP is your step to getting better, even though it's pretty scary in itself.
Hard work. But yeah,
we'll talk about ERP probably in a later episode, because that's definitely something that needs to be said. And I feel like it would help a lot of people out with OCD just to be prepared for it.
Gotcha. Well, no, it'll definitely be in a future episode. But I feel like we kind of brushed the surface with what the journey was that we have gone through in the past year and a half. And we're going to take little bits of each of our episodes to kind of talk about it. And I feel like that's a common one. Like, how did you know you had OCD?
That's a brutal question, because honestly, it was self-research, which is technically a compulsion. And then just finally stepping up and going to see another therapist, you know, one that was specialized in OCD, because OCD is in itself very specialized. It harps on one thing, and that's like your greatest fears.
Yep. Okay. Well, I was going to give you a little bit more free rein. Again, you mentioned in the very first podcast that we've done in the past 5 years your OCD, as well as your next favorite topic.
What, Bitcoin?
Yeah.
What about Bitcoin? What do you want to know about Bitcoin?
I know way too much already. So whatever wisdom you want to embark upon our listeners.
So Bitcoin broke the $1 trillion market cap today, which is awesome.
It sounds fancy.
Oh, it's huge. It's an insane number that a currency that was created by the people is blowing up, and it's going to overtake. I mean, I can't, don't quote me on this. It might not, but I'm pretty sure it's going to overtake pretty much every currency in the world. And it's the greatest store of value on the planet. It's just an awesome, and I'm kind of anti-government as it is, you know.
Anti-government intrusion. Let's be clear here. Into citizens' lives.
Yeah, right, right. Like the U.S. dollar is losing its value. I read a statistic that it's lost over 90% of its value since like 1950.
Well, they're printing it like it's
I understand that a lot of people need these stimulus checks and all that stuff,
especially during this time.
Yeah, right. For this COVID stuff. But the fact that they're also talking about just wiping out debt, student loan debt, I mean, that's going to require printing a lot of money. And that just makes all the dollars that are already in circulation worth a lot less. The beauty of Bitcoin is there's 21 million. There's no way they can print or mint more. And honestly, that 21 million figure is high because a lot of people tend to forget how to access their Bitcoin, so they're lost forever. If you have a wallet on your computer and you forget about it, you could lock your Bitcoins up forever. You're done.
Well, let's back up a second because it's like drinking from a water hose. There's a lot that
you mean like Niagara Falls.
Yeah, okay. It really is. Trying to understand all this, the idea that there is a computerized currency, it's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot to think about. So I think starting at the very basic, like you in your layman's terms, describe what Bitcoin is for people who have never heard about it.
Okay, it's a decentralized currency. It's run by no country. It's run by no single person, not one single entity. It's out of the scope of any government. They can't make changes to it. That's why the 21 million figure, it's always going to be 21 million because of the nature of Bitcoin. It's decentralized. People run nodes. People run mining equipment. I'm not going to get into all that stuff because I don't want to mess up, and it's super deep. And quite frankly, I don't understand it completely. I am pretty near the beginning of my whole Bitcoin journey. I just started investing, but I did invest pretty damn heavily. I went YOLO on it, so it's paid off a lot though.
So, okay, decentralized currency.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, what gives it value?
Well, the fact that you are burning energy, it's an energy thing, and all the equipment that is run behind the scenes for Bitcoin. And to be honest with you, what gives the US dollar value?
Fair point.
Nothing. It's a piece of paper. Every single dollar used to be backed by a physical piece of gold.
Right.
That's not the case anymore.
Right. You actually look up what a dollar looked like, or even coins. Was it coins?
I think coins may have been made out of the currency, or, you know, like a portion of the currency, like
silver.
Yeah. Like silver or pennies were a portion of copper, I believe. I don't know. I don't even know if that's true, but I think so.
Yeah, you can actually look it up where it'll actually say that your dollar is backed by a certain whatever.
Yeah, I think they were called like gold reserve notes or silver reserve note.
Right. You can actually look it up on Google. It'll show you what a dollar used to look like, and it'll say a silver or gold, I'll have to look it up again.
Reserve note. I can't remember what that exact term was, but
right. And now it says a federal reserve note.
Yeah, it's a promissory note. Like, hey, this might have gold backed by it, but we can't guarantee it. It's full of shit. that dollar, obviously, it's good right now because you can buy shit with it. But at what point is there so many of them that it's worth jack shit? I mean, look at places like Venezuela. There's money in the streets and people won't pick it up because it's worth nothing. That's horrifying. This is what we make for a living. You know, we work our asses off all day to pay a mortgage, you know, pay electric, all that, pay the utilities, you know, stimulate the economy. And all they're doing is printing more and making it worth less and less. So technically, if you've been at the same job for 10 years, even if you've gotten little raises here and there, you're probably technically making less. Your value or your dollar value isn't going as far as it used to.
Right. Well, and I think that's a lot of anyone who comes across Bitcoin and tries to understand it. That's kind of like the hurdle to get over, is the understanding of what gives a Bitcoin the value that it has.
I mean, there's multi-millions of dollars behind it just based on mining equipment and all that stuff. I'm not, like I said, I cannot get into mining right now because honestly, that shit is too deep for me. I want to research it more, but I've been so hyper focused on just investing and figuring out the best way to invest.
And so, to protect your investments.
Yeah, and to protect your investments, which I highly suggest you get some form of hardware wallet, like the Cold Card, and get your shit off of exchanges. Oh my goodness. If there's any advice, just learn self-custody. Get your Bitcoin off of exchanges.
Well, I think, again, we'll get to all that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm going to plug Cold Card. I'm
going to
shill it. I'm going to shill Cold Card because that thing is fucking amazing. It looks like a calculator. And they actually, it's cool as shit. They ship it to you. It's from Canada. They ship it to you. And I guess when it hits customs, they don't want people opening it up and kind of tampering with it because, I mean, it can seriously hold a substantial amount of net worth for people. So they label it on the outside as a calculator. It's funny as shit. I'm like, you're a fucking liar. But that's okay because it's funny.
I mean, it does look like one.
Yeah, it does. It's got a bunch of numbers. It's cool. Just look up Cold Card. It's an amazing piece of hardware, and it's Bitcoin only, which means there's less of an attack surface for any other type of code to be injected in. It's an awesome piece of hardware for sure.
All right.
We'll get into all this shit later.
Yes. So we talked about what it is, decentralized currency. We talked about what gives it value.
I mean, wait a second. I will say Bitcoin is almost, it can be spent as currency, but I think the better word is store of value, like a chunk of gold. It holds its value, whereas it holds its value or it gets more expensive per Bitcoin just because it's so scarce.
Right. There isn't that risk of inflation.
No, it's deflationary currency because there's less and less over time because people fuck up.
Right.
Don't fuck up.
Okay.
And I just to be clear, at the very beginning of all this Bitcoin stuff, one dude spent 10,000 Bitcoin on two large pizzas. I bet you he is kicking himself in the nuts.
I would love to see, and again, we'll get into this at another time, but the blockchain for that, to see where it all went after that. Does the pizza company still have it?
That, honestly.
Because if they do.
Oh, they're loaded. That dude, shut that pizza place down. Right. Buy you a yacht.
I mean, he's got like gold encrusted pizza crust.
Yeah, at this very time, we are at $56,225. US dollars per Bitcoin.
Per Bitcoin.
So 10,000 Bitcoin times $56,000. I can't do that shit in my head.
Should we ask our...
No.
Okay. I was going to ask our smart house device.
I think the people at home can do their calculator magic or ask their smart home speakers of choice.
Yeah, we're not going to say her name.
No, because I don't want her going off and acting all stupid and shit. I don't know that one. I know you don't. You're fucking stupid.
No, my thing would be turning all the lights and our daughter wake up.
Huh?
So,
And she'll be in here interrupting this beautiful podcast.
Because we're doing so great.
I don't know. It started off a little rough. I'm still stuttering a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's been a super long week.
I think so, too. Like, okay, so there's the holiday that was in there, and then...
Yeah, Monday was President's
Day. All this weather, and we've just been cooped up in the house because of the weather. Yeah.
But still teleworking.
Right.
So we've been staring at computer screens all day, which is, I don't know.
And trying to balance homeschool, essentially, because our daughter's school has been closed.
Right.
Due to weather.
Due to weather and the vid, so...
Right. So just trying to balance it all.
It's hard to even get motivated to do this podcast, to be 100% honest with you.
But we do it because we love it.
Oh, I enjoy the shit out of it. I wouldn't have bought this nice ass podcast mixer if I didn't.
Oh, another impulse buy.
Yeah, I found it ooh shiny and I bought it.
Uh-huh. But
I got the good graces from Lynn, so...
I did say, all right, fine on this one.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, so we talked about your OCD. We talked about Bitcoin for a little bit, and we'll bring in more Bitcoin. But your next topic that you wanted to talk about, I'm putting all of this onus on you.
Well,
right
now. This is just super weird.
I'm putting it all on you, because if anybody thinks that I'm tinfoil hat, I'm just going to say no.
I'm not saying I believe this or not.
I'm going to point directly at you.
I don't even know if
with your
this
shiny
shit is...
little tinfoil hats on the top of your dome.
I don't even know if this shit is true.
Go for it.
So, Bitcoin, Twitter, there's a... There's a lot of goobers, but there's this one guy on there on Twitter. He's actually super rich from Bitcoin, and he posted, I think he posted a tweet about, what are your favorite conspiracy theories? So I'm like, wow, I got to read this shit. Because I got to see what everybody's fucking thinking.
Disclaimer, do not believe everything you read on the internet.
No. And I don't believe it, or I think it's fun. It's cool reading, though, because, I mean, if the stuff is fake, then somebody's got a hell of an imagination. They should be a fucking author. Well, this guy posted that about your favorite conspiracy, and somebody posted after him and said that ancient civilizations such as Egypt, they were more advanced than we thought. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? So he continued the thread, and he said, they're more advanced than we thought because the pyramids were actually giant power generators. I'm like, what the fuck? How does a big-ass pile of rocks generate electricity?
Admittedly, I agree. Like, how did they build those things back then?
Well, yeah.
How did they have the engineering, the ingenuity to get it done?
They used a lot of slave power.
I mean, yes, I understand that, but... Yeah. I mean, it just seems like a huge feat for such an ancient civilization.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
To have, like, all these booby traps and all these, like, different areas, crypts, like, it's crazy.
Well, I think I don't know the name of it, but one of the pyramids is so far has no tombs in it at all. I mean, that they have found. I mean, those things are like mazes and stuff.
Right.
But,
labyrinth.
So... I guess that lends towards it being, well, okay, so there's no tombs in here.
What's it for?
So a lot of people started studying it, and they found out that if you put food under a pyramid-shaped object, it stays fresher longer. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then they also said... If you put razors, like your shaving razors in there, they also don't, like they stay fresh longer. They don't dull as fast. And supposedly they even sharpen themselves in there because of magnetic forces and all this shit. I'm like, yeah, okay. But anyway, so one of the parts of the story that I thought was cool as shit was there was some explorer used to be able to climb to the very top of these pyramids. Him and a group of people climbed to the very top of this pyramid. And it's flat up there because the capstones are missing. That's another big ass mystery. That's another one that they keep saying, well, if the capstone was in place, it would be generating a fuck ton of electricity or whatever. Anyway, they went up to the top. It's huge and flat. A dude supposedly wet a newspaper and shoved it in a bottle, and it launched sparks out of it, like by itself.
Right.
There, he didn't plug it in and nothing. Ain't no fucking power up there. Mm. And
that you know of.
Yeah, maybe. And it shot sparks out of it. So I'm like, holy shit. And then the story goes on and says that one of the guys he was up there with accidentally kicked over his experiment, or was just fucking with the dude and was going to break the bottle. And the guy that was doing that bottle experiment picked up that bottle and aimed it at the dude. And supposedly it knocked his ass onto the ground and knocked him unconscious. I'm like, these motherfuckers got lasers and shit.
Oh, here we go.
How the
mystical
hell?
Mystical lasers, the outer space lasers or whatever.
Well, I'm right? Like, how? But I mean, like I said, true or false, I don't know. I'm just telling you an interesting story that I read online, and it was fucking, I was like, holy shit. But Tesla, he was super interested in.
He is in Elon Musk.
No.
Oh.
No, the real Tesla. Nikola Tesla.
Oh.
He was super interested.
There's someone named Tesla?
Yeah.
Oh. That's some knowledge for me. Okay.
Yeah, that's where all that stuff, all those names come from. But yeah, he believes that the Earth itself is, or he believed that the Earth itself is a giant capacitor, and that there's all kinds of, like, he believed that the Earth should be able to pretty much energize itself, and you could run shit from the Earth. You could run power from the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're technically sitting on a fucking massive pool of lava and all that stuff, so it makes sense.
Yeah,
to me.
The Earth has its own electromagnetic field. I mean,
well, and then in the underneath the crust and all that, it's supposedly liquid.
And tectonic plates.
Yeah, hot ass liquid.
All that.
So why can't you harness that energy? Don't they do it in Iceland? Isn't that entire country powered by renewable or
thermal energy?
Something like that. Because it's on top of a fucking active volcano.
All of their roads are heated, so they don't have to deal with ice.
Yeah, and it's cold as shit there, so they definitely would have to deal with it otherwise.
Yeah, we watched that one show, remember, with Zac Efron?
Down to Earth.
Yeah, Down to Earth with Zac Efron, and they went there.
That was a pretty good show.
Yeah, that was
they fucking
good.
Made bread and shit in the sand because it's so hot.
They only had to dig, 2 feet or something put it in.
And they cooked eggs and shit. They had breakfast off from without even having a stove on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I mean, it all makes sense. It seems kind of cool just to research that stuff. And don't quote me on that Tesla stuff, because I like I said, this was all down the rabbit hole of some dude saying that the damn pyramid was a fucking power generator, and that ancient Egypt had fucking TVs and stuff.
You didn't say that.
No, but they,
it makes me curious. If they know that the capstones are missing, why won't they recreate them? Like, are they afraid?
I don't know. It's weird. I mean, from what I understood was those capstones were made from, like, solid gold.
Well, okay, so expensive.
I don't know if that's why. I mean, what's interesting is we were talking about the dollar. The capstone is on the dollar.
Yes. Yep.
With the pyramid, eye on it.
Yep. Like the... It was Illuminati,
yeah,
right?
But isn't that weird, though? Like, that we reference that capstone on the dollar and no one fucking knows where that thing is. Yeah. Or those things are.
Yeah, kind of like the nose to the... Oh, eh? Crap.
Oh, the Sphinx?
Yes, the Sphinx nose. Yeah, well, Bubble Guppies did a whole episode on that.
Yeah, as a parent. Oh, yay. Bubble Guppies. We used to be able to recite that one. That one's not the phase right now. Julie and the Phantoms is.
Help.
Yeah, we've watched Julie and the Phantoms from start to finish at least 15 times.
Yeah. And that kind of segues into the next topic here.
What is that?
Well, Apple brought back Peanuts. Technically,
oh, yeah.
It's the Snoopy show is what it's called. But they brought back Peanuts. So if you remember the comics of the Peanuts, Charlie Brown, Good Grief, they brought back a show and it's... more focused on Snoopy, but I think it's still, you know.
They have the whole cast there.
Exactly.
Pretty much. It's just, it's focused on the best character, let's be clear.
But it's sheer nostalgia, you know, like.
Yeah, they did a hell of a job on it.
It's so good. Even our daughter likes it.
Oh, yeah.
We can't get her that into it just yet.
Well, and it seems pretty true to the original cartoon.
Absolutely. Yep. It almost seems like it kind of picked up where it left off. Yeah. You know, where, yeah, it's just Snoopy and Woodstock. I mean, the whole gang is there. And it is just sheer nostalgia. I really liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
Well, speaking of like animation, oh my, animation.
Uh-huh.
I need some milk. Disney, I believe, bought Blue Sky Entertainment, the people that did Ice Age.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yep. That's Blue Sky, right? I think that's what it is. They did Ice Age, and they also did that Charlie Brown movie.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking shut them down.
Oh,
because I think Fox owned them, and then I believe Disney bought Fox, and then Disney said put the shutdown on them. I'm like, what the fuck?
I bet you Apple buys the rights to the Peanuts movie.
Oh yeah, I mean I bet they did. They probably have the rights to all that. But I was just kind of like, okay, Disney, it was kind of nice having these other CG movies besides your shit. And now you fucking chopping the competition.
Yeah. Well, we still got Illumination.
Chopping the competition like Danny LaRusso.
Oh, I see what you did there. Huh. I was actually going to bring up Cobra Kai about the whole pyramids thing, because there's a scene where Johnny Lawrence says, I knew it, about the T-Rexes built the pyramid.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was funny as shit. I love that show. That's my favorite show.
That's a good one. But I wanted to say, what are some other nostalgic shows that they are or that they should bring back? And kind of pose that question. I mean, they brought back Karate Kid.
Yeah, yeah, that's a huge nostalgia thing for me, because I watched that as a kid. My mom wrote, what is his real name?
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, Ralph Macchio, a letter back then. And he responded, you know, fan mail response, probably fucking printed and half bullshit. But he responded back and signed a little card saying, you know, thank you for your support. I thought that was funny as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I watched that when I was a kid. And I mean, I love that stuff. It's looking back on it now, it's straight corny, you know, but
how odd is it that our daughter likes that too?
Oh, she fucking loves Karate Kid.
And she has watched Cobra Kai. Yeah, I think not one of our better parent decisions.
I mean, to be fair, it wasn't that bad the first season.
Yeah,
it was pretty true to Karate Kid, where you know it's a little violent, but that's competition and blah blah blah. Well, this stuff is like bullying and
kicking people off of the.
Spoiler.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, it got a little more violent, you know, people getting bullied at school. I mean, I know Karate Kid was like that too, but it was a little bit more tame, I guess you could say. You didn't see someone, spoiler, falling off of the top of a balcony at school and literally breaking his neck and leg and all that shit.
Right. So it has gotten a lot deeper as the story goes.
Kai has, for sure.
Absolutely. And I appreciate it. I think it's awesome, but our daughter might not watch season four at this point.
I think she's done. I mean,
I don't think she watched season three, did she? No, she watched season two, but I don't think she watched season three.
This latest one?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we had it on, but I don't think
she seemed kind of out of interest.
Because it's, again, getting deeper. Yeah, so.
And a lot of this stuff is definitely too graphic for kids. Like, there's a backstory to Kreese,
right?
And that was brutal.
Vietnam stuff. That's why it's brutal.
It's so. Not. Well, I mean, and it,
war. Yes. I mean, it's war. So
it's fucked up.
Right. Okay. So Cobra Kai.
Yeah, I love that show.
Another one.
I could talk about that fucking show all day.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get my parents to watch it, and my dad will only watch one episode a week. He's like, I gotta make this shit last until next season. I'm like,
and I can't stand it. I want to.
We go over there a lot. You know, our daughter likes to see them, so we end up taking her over there, and we're like, what episode are you on?
You're not there yet. Hurry up.
Episode four. I'm like, God damn it. I don't even know what episode four is. I don't know how to talk to you about Cobra Kai.
Hurry up.
Yeah. We can't even do discussions with them because they haven't caught up yet. But I mean, I understand. He wants to make it last until the next season comes out. But fuck that. I think we watched it in one day.
Yeah.
And then we watched it again the next day.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, let's watch it one more time. We watched it like 3 or 4 times.
We've watched the whole series collection at this point.
Well, yeah.
Multiple times.
And we...
Three seasons.
Yeah, right before season 3 came out, we watched seasons 1 and 2. I think we watched it twice.
Probably.
I think we did, like the week of...
We make it sound like nothing. We do nothing else but watch TV, no, but I promise...
This is in the background. Let's be clear.
I promise there's a lot going on while that TV's on.
Yeah, we're playing LOL dolls.
Barbies,
you know, Clask.
Oh.
Love Clask.
We might get to that in the next episode.
Yeah, that's fine, but Clask is awesome.
That is a type of, kind of like a board game, but.
Yeah, it's like miniaturized air hockey-ish with a little bit more rules. It's like air hockey because you're using bumpers and you're using kind of like a puck, except it's just a ball.
And yeah, but it's magnets, though.
I know, but. It's still kind of like air hockey. The goal is to hit the thing into
the ball into the goal. But there's a little more to it.
Yeah, it's more strategic. It's definitely not like, let me slam it up against the wall and hope for the best. There's a little more to it.
Right.
There's fucking competitions for this shit. Clask champion.
It is a 2-player, 1-on-1 type of board game, and it's... I will admit it has its entertainment value.
It's fun. It gets really competitive, too. I mean, there's these cool little quirks that make it kind of interesting. There's these magnets on the board that you can't get attached to you while you're also trying not to put your piece into your own goal. It's fun.
Yeah. And again, our daughter likes it. So 6-year-old approved.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's just let them beat your ass a couple times so they don't fucking rage on you.
A little bit of interest is drummed up as well.
Yeah, we brought it over to my in-law's house, and you know we all got competitive. It was fun, and our daughter and our nephew played, and our daughter's a little more coordinated than our nephew, and you know she beat him. Blah blah blah. Whatever. Well, he got fucking mad. I brought it over there. I brought the game over there, and I wasn't really expecting pieces to go flying all over the fucking house. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I just bought this.
You would think the adults would be the competitive ones, but here you have a 6-year-old versus a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
And they're throwing tantrums.
Holy shit. Losing. I'm like, golly, y'all need to calm down. Both of you. Stop. I mean, I'm trying to find the pieces after they... They had a fucking death match. I couldn't freaking believe it. It was funny as hell, though. I mean, I laughed.
They get along so well.
Oh,
but yeah,
they're great
our
together.
Family's very competitive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got this miniature foosball table for our daughter for Christmas. And I was on one side, and Lynn's and our daughter were on the other side.
Where are you going with this?
Well, I whooped their butts.
Where are you going with this?
By myself.
Where are you going with this?
And I was like, let's play again. And Lenz was like, you take it too far. I'm like, what do you mean I take it too far? I just whooped your ass.
No, keep going. You said, let's play again. Let's play again. I could kick your ass again. Let's do it again.
Well?
Yeah.
Why are you?
What do you mean? Well?
Why would you get mad?
Why would I want to play again if that is your attitude?
Because you got to come back.
Like nothing.
But she lost like 2 or 3 times, got super mad.
Okay, I got super mad.
You take it too far.
How about I get mad at your attitude when you win?
What do you mean?
Show our daughter how to be a good sport.
Well,
So, exactly.
Yeah, she...
Let's show her how to be a good sport.
Well, I do. I let her win all the time in class. I can't help it. I'd rather not do that fight. I honestly, when I play her, I end up hitting the ball into my own goal on purpose. I'm like, yeah, you did it. Woo-hoo. I'm like, fuck, I'm losing.
Dying a little bit on the inside. Uh-huh.
I'm like, I shouldn't be losing like this, but I am.
Okay, so going back to the original topic,
yeah,
which was the nostalgic shows. So we said, we talked about Peanuts, we talked about Cobra Kai. Did you know that Walker, Texas Ranger is back?
It's back?
It's back.
With Chuck?
No, that's the only downfall.
Oh, yeah, you can't have Walker Texas Ranger without fucking Chuck Norris. You know, his tears cure cancer, and he never cries.
Reason why there's no cure. Got it. Yeah, it's actually on the CW, and it started in January of this year, so it's brand spanking new. There are not any actors that I recognized.
I think the CW does that, don't they?
Right, yeah. They typically take people, random people.
I've ever watched a CW show.
I'm trying to think of one.
I can name maybe Flash. Pretty sure Flash was on there. What are you doing?
I might have to sneeze.
Oh, don't.
I think Riverdale is on there.
Sounds like some kind of dance. Ooh.
Might have to edit that.
You're getting your nighttime allergies. That's normal for you.
I take medicine. Anyways.
It doesn't help.
So that's back. I'm kind of curious, honestly. Like, I know Chuck Norris. He's the main man. But.
No, we ain't watching no Walker Texas Ranger unless Chuck is in there.
I'm curious, though.
I know him on a first name basis.
I'm really curious about, if it stands up to the nostalgia of Chuck Norris being in the show.
I seriously doubt it.
I kind of agree, but I'm still curious.
Yeah, I mean, I can't knock it. I haven't watched it. But
right. I want to pique my curiosity.
I remember, I'm pretty sure this was Walker Texas Ranger. The one episode I remember vividly was where the motherfuckers were killing people with knives made of ice.
Oh.
They couldn't find the fucking weapon because they were stabbing people and leaving it in and it would melt. I'm like, that shit is crazy.
I'd be a little too soon to talk about ice in Texas right now.
My bad, Texas. I love you. I still love you, Texas.
I hope they make it through what they're going through right now.
I'm seeing some fucked up shit.
Prayers and thoughts with everyone.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's no way to live,
Absolutely.
Hopefully they get their grids and all that shit straight after this, and this doesn't happen ever again. I mean, I understand you don't get snow, but you still got to prepare for the worst. But also, in my opinion, a lot of people should take some of the responsibility into their own hands and prepare for themselves too. Buy food, buy some freeze-dried food. I know it's prepper shit, but you never know when this stuff's going to happen.
Especially these days. It seems like more and more natural disasters are happening in states that never typically get them.
Yeah, I mean, but you have to try to be self-sufficient at least a little bit, The majority of the time, you're not going to need freeze-dried food. I get it. But this shit lasts 20 years. And even after that, you can still eat it. It just doesn't taste as good.
Well, and I saw this thing where you can actually heat a room with a clay pot and some tea candles and some bricks. So you set the clay pot on top of the bricks and light the tea candles.
Who fucking taught you that shit, Bear Grylls?
Facebook. Saw it on Facebook. So
yeah, don't believe everything you read on the internet.
I was just about to say, but it's going around, so maybe it might help somebody. And I really hope people in Texas
like I said, try to, get yourself. I know it's too
don't
late.
Don't be a doomsday person.
No,
but
yeah, but just prepare
prepared.
A little bit. Get you some water filtration stuff. Life straws are good. Life straw makes a kit that you can, I think you can fucking filter like 5,000 gallons of water. That is a shitload. Get a couple of those, get you a couple buckets of freeze dried food. Just keep them in your closet somewhere. Keep them in the garage.
Keep a clay pot, bricks, and tea lights around too.
Put a pyramid in your house and you never run out of power.
I mean, you never know.
No, but
and
seriously,
find
though,
that capstone.
Try to, I hate sounding like I'm trying to preach because it's too late for a lot of people, but I just wish a lot of people would be self-sufficient a little bit. If the lights turn off, it's not the end of the world. Get yourself a generator, get yourself a shitload of fuel.
Yep.
I mean, weather related stuff, usually you have time, there's forecasts and shit. Start prepping. Seriously.
Get more than bread and milk, too.
Yeah, don't.
And toilet paper. Like, what's with toilet paper and COVID?
I mean, if it's snow, you just wipe your ass with some snow.
That's a fabulous idea.
It'll feel weird. Well, I did hear a really...
Why would that feel weird?
It's fucking cold.
Okay, I guess.
My wiener would shrivel up and probably turn into a vagina.
I thought guys just shook. Like, I didn't think they wiped their...
Your asshole.
Okay.
I'm saying wipe your asshole, but me wipe the act of wiping my bum with snow would cause my front wiener, to shrivel up into a vagina. No. But just to continue, another tip that I read was I saw some lady was boiling snow for water. So I thought that was an awesome way to at least get enough water to maybe drink, brush your teeth, all that stuff.
Right. Wow.
Don't rely on other people if you can. You know, just don't expect it. We as Americans have become really accustomed to luxuries.
Absolutely.
For good reason. Yep. I mean, it is what it is, but doing so has caused us to get soft and weak. We need to start not cutting ties, but just take some self-responsibility and take care of your own shit. Don't try not to rely on other people for things, you know, if possible.
In the extent of your survival.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, just like I said, this Texas thing, it's awful. It's an awful situation. I don't think I have enough stuff to be that we would be prepared for it. But this Texas thing has opened my eyes up a lot.
Right.
It's making me want to add to our stash.
Right.
You know, I want to be able to say, hey, if a storm like Texas hits and we can't get out for weeks and we might not have power, well, we've got blankets. You know, extra blankets. We've got
clay pot
with fucking
bricks and tea
scented tea light candles.
Oh, it would smell good at the same time.
Yeah. And food and water.
Yep.
We have all that stuff. You know, you don't want to freeze. You don't want to starve. You don't want to
dehydrate.
Just buy that stuff. Buy the necessities. That way
you can get through it.
Life will suck for a while. You're not going to have TV. You're not going to be able to turn the heat on or the lights on, but at least you're going to live.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
I don't want to sound preaching. I don't want to sound like we shouldn't rely on the power grid and lights turning on when we flip a switch. But at the same time, as people, we got to just suck it up and buy shit for ourselves.
Right.
I mean, I like that stuff anyway. My parents got me a bunch of stuff like that for Christmas a while back, and they bought me a bunch of samplers too. And that food is pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
I think it's Blue Mountain.
Oh my God.
Blue Mountain, and it's just freeze dried buckets of food. You just add water to it.
Yeah.
It is not bad.
We had the biscuits and gravy?
We had biscuits and gravy, and we had some kind of taco one, I think.
Did we?
Yeah, I think it was
eggs.
I think we had eggs too. There was like three or four samples we got.
But we sampled it.
It's tasty.
It took away from our stash.
No, we didn't take it away from the stash. No, they instead of breaking open the buckets that are sealed, they bought us extras to taste.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so.
Going back to the original topic.
Get you a good knife, too. Got to have a knife.
Okay.
Knife is an essential fucking tool.
Very important.
You can make spears and shit with a knife.
Oh. What are you going to do, catch fish?
What if you got it?
Okay.
What if you run out of buckets of food?
Okay. I'm with you. I get it.
Probably get you a firearm, too.
Anything else you want to add to
this? I mean, especially when you're in Texas.
Yeah.
I bet you all of you got a fucking firearm.
Oh, I'm sure. Down there, they're armed to the tooth.
Yeah.
Going back to the original topic of the nostalgic shows.
I don't have one.
Animaniacs.
Yeah. Well, I'll say when I was a kid, I didn't like it.
Me either.
I didn't understand it.
Agreed.
It was a lot of pop culture stuff.
Well, it was a lot of things that kids don't worry about or read into or...
You know what it reminds me of? You know how Family Guy references a lot of society and happenings?
Yeah.
It's just like that.
Yeah, I would
Except
even take
it's
that,
a kid version.
I would even take that a step further where almost like Beavis and Butthead, but without the cursing.
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead was awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, it still has that humor to it. I mean, I guess Family Guy does too, but I don't know. I just feel like it's even deeper into pop culture than even Family Guy.
I think so too. I mean, that we just to be fair, we just started watching Animaniacs on.
Oh yeah, this we watched the first episode that it had. It's been out for
a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Yeah.
It's been out for a while.
Right.
And we just started it, and I was like, holy shit, this is actually kind of funny. They were making fun of drones and everybody being on their phones all the time. I was cracking up laughing.
Yeah, what changed in the past 20 years since they've been gone.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was, I mean, the references were spot on, absolutely. I still don't dive that deep into pop culture,
me
personally.
Either. So, I try to stay out of a lot of shit, to be honest with you.
Right. The less to stress about, the less.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
As far as pop culture goes, like, yeah, there's.
And media and all that.
Great, like, worries.
I have, with my OCD, have taken a pretty large step back in reading about current events and stuff. I mean, obviously, I see stuff like Texas on the news, but I generally don't read about stuff like that. I try to separate myself. I know it sounds like just putting the blinders on, but
no, I think it's what most people have to do, even with COVID right now. Yeah. You have to almost manage how much you're taking in that is going on in the world.
Well,
because
yeah,
it can get heavy. It can get so heavy so quick if you are taking in too much. So
managing
what you are digesting in the world is okay.
And having OCD, anxiety, all that stuff does is feed it. It freaks you out. I mean, people with contamination OCD, I can't imagine how you are feeling right now with COVID.
Right.
I can only imagine that it's 10,000 times worse.
Right.
Than it is for someone like me, you know, who has different types of OCD.
Right.
Not contamination. I did have contamination OCD when I was a kid, though.
Yes.
I was in the movies, and I remember going to the bathroom. I washed my hands like 38 times, and my mom had to come in the boys' bathroom
and drag your ass out.
My ass out. She's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm washing my hands." And she asked the guy. She was like, "Is there a little boy in there?" And the guy was like, "Yeah, he's washed his hands like 42 times." My mom was like, "Get the fuck out here, dude!"
Because you would touch something and have to wash your hands.
Yeah, I would. I would wash my hands, and then I would touch the nozzle to turn off the water, and then I'd be like, "Oh shit, I gotta wash my hands again." So I turn the nozzle again, and I wash my hands again.
And it just repeated itself over and over.
It went away.
Good.
That one did.
So Animaniacs, and then the last one that I wanted to say, and pose this as one that they should bring back, not necessarily with the original cast and not necessarily with the movie crew that they used, but Baywatch. Why haven't they rebooted Baywatch?
I don't know. Well, I mean, they kind of did with the movie.
Right, but apparently the movie didn't do too hot. I don't understand why. I thought it was an okay movie.
It was funny.
It has very hot individuals in it, both male and female.
Yes.
They're very attractive people. So I don't see why it didn't do very well. Maybe the storyline.
It was okay. It was bland.
Yeah. I mean, it was okay. But like, I don't know. I feel like it's a good television show. Like, it's a good series. So I feel like they could bring it back. Now, again, it doesn't have to be with the movie crew or any of the original cast members.
It shouldn't be with any of the original cast members. They're like 90.
Well, I mean, they could make a cameo, but.
Well, yeah. I mean, what was it? Pamela Anderson made a cameo in the movie.
Right. Well, and so didn't Hasselhoff make a cameo?
I don't know. I don't know what he did after he was eating all them burgers and shit, all drunk and stuff.
But I'm just really surprised
that
one hasn't.
Did his kid record him doing that?
Yes, his daughter.
I would be so fucking pissed. May he record me eating my daggone drunk food.
Well, I don't.
That's disrespectful.
I forget what all that was even about. I think it was just because he was trashed, right? I can't remember if he said anything that was wrong.
I don't know if you could understand what he was fucking saying at that time.
It was just because he was trashed, I think. So, I mean,
he was fucking drunk.
Everybody gets drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And
if
you say you've never gotten drunk, I mean, I believe you, but I guarantee 90% of the world has at least gotten hammered once.
And well, speaking of that, the whole Tom Brady fiasco, not even fiasco, down in Florida when he got off that cruise ship he paid for.
Right.
I was reading the Twitter feeds of this stuff. See, that's where I get some of my news from, which is not good, I admit. But I generally tend to only follow people that are in like the Bitcoin space and a few OCD people. But yeah, so I saw somebody tweet about Tom Brady, and I was like, all right, let me read the fucking comments of this shit. And it was him getting off the boat drunk, which I thought was hilarious. I mean, to me, it made him look more human than he's ever looked to me. The dude is a machine. He's the greatest fucking quarterback of all time. I don't care what you say. But he got off drunk. Dude was helping him walk to his car or whatever, you know, probably getting driven home. And I saw a bunch of people on there saying, you're a role model. You shouldn't get drunk. It's like, well, first off,
he's human.
He's human. He's
celebrating.
He just won the Super Bowl again. And quit acting like you fucking don't get drunk.
Right.
And my kids are not his responsibility.
They are not someone.
And honestly, as a parent, I will not tell my daughter,
You too?
I'm like half asleep. I will tell my daughter, you know, if she was to idolize, first off, I wouldn't want her to idolize anybody like that. That's just not right, you know. But if she were to look up to Tom Brady, I would say, look, he's human. He's having fucking fun. Now, I'm not going to say that you should go do that too, but the dude's a human.
Absolutely.
He's just having fun. He just won the Super Bowl again. What the fuck's that paycheck look like?
Well, and you're in Florida. It's 80 degrees there.
Yeah, they were all fucking boats and stuff. That's badass.
Totally different environment than up in, where do they play? The Patriots play? I don't even know.
Well, he's not
Patriots.
A Patriot anymore.
No, I know, no. But when he won the Super Bowl there, it was probably like floats in a parade in the street, whereas you're on a freaking yacht in the middle of the Gulf Coast.
I have no negative things to say about that situation. I thought that what he did is perfectly fine.
I think I just said in the middle of the Gulf Coast.
You all right?
I need to go.
Well, wait, what?
In the middle of the Gulf Coast? I don't think that's right. Is that right?
I think Tampa's in the Gulf side.
It is in the Gulf, okay. But to say in the middle of the Gulf Coast?
Well, I mean, boats don't work on land.
Right. So I feel like I'm taking the buttons away from you. I'm taking the buttons away from you. Okay. So as far as nostalgic shows, that's the wrap up there. One of the other items that I wanted to do today is...
I looked at my list. Sorry. Go ahead. Just finish.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you for allowing me to finish.
You're welcome.
Greatly appreciated. Favorite songs in 2020 based on our Spotify playlist. And disclaimer for anybody listening to this, our daughter plays a lot of music on our Spotify account.
It's because of our smart speakers.
It's getting later and later.
Oh, damn it.
And we are getting
sillier. Our smart speakers.
Right. So, but I still thought it would be funny to see what our number one or our top five songs, favorite songs in 2020, what they were. Just based on Spotify and regardless of what they are, name your top five. You want to go first?
No, you go ahead. I want to hear yours. I'm kind of interested in yours.
So number one is Andra Day, the song called Rise Up.
I know that one, yeah.
That is my number one played song for 2020.
That's your hype song right there.
Yeah, man. That's really good. Like when I was doing... I get in kicks of doing yoga a lot. I mean, that's one that it gets the flow going, breathing. Nice. Number two is IDGAF. So I don't give a fuck. By Dua Lipa. I think that's how you say her name. But it's basically like.
What kind of lip?
Dua. A Dua lip.
So two lips.
Yeah, she does. She has two.
Oh, okay.
Calm down. Anyways, but that's another kind of hype song, honestly. Like, give a fuck. Okay, so that's number two. Number three is Jealous by Nick Jonas. He is just a good song. And then here's where it starts to get weird. Number four and five for me are both Trolls World Tour, so Trolls number two movie soundtrack songs. The number four is the yodel beat.
But to be fair, you actually said you like that.
I do. It's so good. It's like a mixture of reggaeton and yodeling at the same time. And I do kind of like it.
I can see you driving to work and fucking cranking your music up. Like that one dude that was doing that when we came back from the beach that one time. He was fucking playing Katy Perry on Harley. He was cranking up
on
Katie.
His Harley motorcycle. Yeah,
he had Katy Perry blasting. Stuck in traffic. I was laughing my fucking ass off.
Good grief. All right, so in the last one again, Trolls World Tour, Don't Slack, is the number 5 song. I think that's the one where, I think that's the credits actually, but it's with Anderson .Paak, I think, and Justin Timberlake. So that is my top 5 for 2020. I think the top 3 are me, and the other 2 are half me.
Do 6 and 7 then.
You want 6 and 7?
Well, yeah, since those two aren't, they're definitely not yours, to be fair.
Well, okay, so 6 is definitely me. Trampoline with Zayn and Shade, I think her name is. I can't pronounce these people's names.
I know,
that's so bad.
I'm a little worried about my number 2.
Shaed, and I apologize sincerely for not being able to pronounce that. But that's my number 6, Trampoline, and that is a really good song. I like that one, too. I can just envision, like, all this choreography in my head, and it would be amazing.
What, jumping on trampoline?
Kind of, but, like, for dancers. Like, if they were to dance to this song and to have choreography.
On a
like,
trampoline?
No.
Oh, sorry.
On a stage, but you can make it look like they're jumping. Anyways, number 7 is our daughter's all-time favorite song, I think. She can literally sing every single word. What is it? Pop song.
Pop song?
Uh-huh. Come on.
This is a toughie.
The Middle by Zedd, Marian Morris, and Gray.
Yeah, but she goes through phases.
I mean, that's true, yes, but...
She does like that song.
She sings this song at the top of her lungs every time it's played. She loves that
song. She likes Savage Love, too.
True. She does like Savage Love by... Who's that by? I don't even know.
Jason Derulo.
Is it? Okay.
I think so.
I always get him and somebody else mixed up, but yes. So those are my top 7 then for
you.
When
she first started singing that song, the Jason Derulo song, or yeah, Savage Love, he says, I don't, you know, don't give 2 fucks or whatever. Uh-huh. I'm like, what'd you say? And she's like, give 2 fuss. I'm like, oh, shit. Thank God.
She did cover it up really well.
Yeah,
I don't know if she caught herself and was like, ooh, let me figure something out
She knows what she's doing.
Uh-huh.
But she, I think they play that shit. At
Kids Bop.
Yeah, Kids Bop at school.
Right.
And she picked it all up, but we listen to it in the car and we don't listen to the Kids Bop version.
Sometimes.
And she ends up mimicking the song and saying, gives too fast. I'm like, yeah, you got it.
Uh-huh. Disclaimer, we're not bad parents, I promise.
No. No.
Our daughter knows the difference between good words, bad words, right and wrong. I promise.
I mean, she does think cuss words are funny as shit, though.
Well, what kid doesn't? And poop.
Farts.
Yeah, right. Like, what kid doesn't? But, all right, hit me with your top 5.
Well, I want you to guess number 1.
Parasite Eve.
Parasite Eve by Bring Me the Horizon.
Yeah.
That's my fucking shit.
It's very odd how that was like your number 1 song for 2020, even before COVID hit.
No.
No?
This was an after COVID song.
Okay. But it was like the summer that COVID was happening or something.
Well, yeah, it was last. Yeah, obviously it was
this
last
past
year.
Summer, right?
It looks like, hang on, it was released in November. No.
Date added.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, so never mind. But yeah, so they didn't want to release, supposedly, I believe Bring Me the Horizon didn't want to release this song because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, you know what? Fuck it. People need to hear it.
Right.
It's an awesome song. I love that shit. And my number 2.
It may have been a good song at one point, but you have played that motherfucker out.
That is a jam.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's great. 2?
What's number 2? Let me see if you can guess it. I can never guess your songs because you listen to all kinds of shit. I just listen to
I'm very eclectic, yes.
I listen to mainly just one genre.
Metal.
Rock.
Yeah. I don't know. Tell me.
Iris. By Diamante?
Something like that.
And Breaking Benjamin.
Yes.
I actually like that version better than the original by Goo Goo Dolls.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I really like it also because our daughter sings the girl part. That's the girl singing, so I gotta sing it.
But that's how she identifies that song, too. Daddy, I wanna sing the girl part.
Uh-huh. If she says that, I'm like, okay, I gotta play Iris. And then number 3 is Uh-Oh by Puddle of Mud.
I'm trying to sing it in my head. Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then Number four is not mine. Old Town Road remix.
Whatever.
Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Don't even. After we heard it that one time at the pool, you went all in and started playing that song a lot.
I mean, I like it, but it doesn't deserve to be on my top five list. It's on my top five list because of the smart home speakers that we have. Okay. The reason why I'm not saying what we have is because I don't want that dumbass to go off.
Should we spell it?
Yeah. And then my number five is Savior by Any Given Day.
Again, I'm trying to sing it in my head.
You don't know that one, I don't think.
I don't know that one.
You've heard it, but I don't think you could
sing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's metal. It's screaming and stuff. You're my savior.
Oh, okay. Yep. See, as soon as you said that.
Yeah. And then,
you have such a beautiful singing voice.
I know.
It's so wonderful.
Since I think number four is not technically mine, I'll go to number five.
Six. Count, honey. Count.
I need to get that cold card calculator out.
He needs some milk.
Plug. And yeah, number six is Ricochet by Starset.
Oh, that's definitely you.
Oh, for sure. That's me, but our daughter loves that shit.
When she was younger, like what, three or four?
She would fist pump to that song. And I'm just going to go for number seven, too.
Do it.
Everything's Gonna Be All Right by David Lee Murphy and Kenny Chesney.
That's a good one.
That was one of the songs that I would listen to when I was really down on myself during all this OCD shit, you know?
Yep.
I would listen to it just to kind of...
A pick me up.
Give me a little light at the end of the tunnel, you know?
Yep. Everything's going to be.
One more, because this one's funny.
Why is it funny?
It's not funny. CMFT Must Be Stopped by Corey Taylor, Tech N9ne, and Kid Bookie.
He was part of what?
Slipknot.
Slipknot. That's right.
Slipknot and Stone Sour.
Gotcha. I remember
that. He's got
now.
A fucking crazy, incredible voice.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of range.
That song's kind of funny.
Yeah. Hey. See motherfucking T, bitch. I like that song. But yeah, that's all I got on there.
That's awesome. I think that was fun, actually going through our top 2020
songs. Yeah, I mean, I will admit that I wasn't just going to open this up and just read off of it because I didn't want to be embarrassed.
Oh.
But I'm kind of happy with my top, what, seven, eight?
I mean, I am too. I mean, even the troll songs, I mean, that just makes me laugh because of our daughter. You know?
I'm just saying, I was hoping something wasn't going to pop up that I would be embarrassed of that was actually mine.
Like what? Let's think about
that. I don't know. Let me scroll through here. Fucking do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Oh, no. Here we go. I'm kind of nervous.
No, just go. Oh, yeah, here we go. Into the
But Panic?
No.
Oh, it's the actual
one? I want the real one.
By Idina?
Idina Menzel and Aurora. I really do kind of like that song. I'm not going to lie.
Honey. You are such a girl dad.
I am. I mean, you got to just embrace that shit.
Absolutely. Let her do your makeup and everything.
No, I won't do that.
She has painted your nails before, though. She's actually pretty good at that.
She's really good at it. Plus, we get her that plastic shit that peels right off, the rubber stuff.
It's kind of fun to peel. Kind of fun to peel.
That's what we got now.
Okay. Now we have COVID life. Bringing it back to COVID and all of its wonderfulness. Just kidding. But I'm going to keep it light this time rather than kind of diving into it. And we, because of COVID, we're granted the opportunity to telework. And with teleworking, at first, we started out, I was on the couch in our living room with my laptop in my lap. And you...
Yeah, I was on the dining room table.
You actually had two monitors, though.
Yeah, I went to my work and snagged my work setup.
Right. But with that, we were so uncomfortable. And it just felt like we weren't being very productive. We were very distracted even at the beginning.
I mean, you had to get up a lot. I was sitting at a dining room table chair.
Right.
Fucker didn't swivel. It didn't fucking move. So it wasn't like you could kind of like adjust your, you know, you sit at a desk for a couple hours. You want to kind of move around a bit, even if you're just sitting there.
Right.
Not in a dining room chair.
Well, even sitting on the couch, and I don't know, I felt like I was one of those people that you saw depicted, you know, the, I don't know, the people who would lay on the couch all day and eat bonbons. That's what I felt like. I wasn't doing that necessarily. My choice is Reese's.
Oh, you were working hard.
Yeah, well, I felt so distracted sitting there, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking around my house like, okay, there's a million Barbies on the floor, and there's, you know, a snack wrapper left on the table, and there's, it was just, like, very distracting to even sit there. So we took it upon ourselves to redo one of our rooms in our house into an office space. So I wanted to talk about what are some of the office equipment that we think are must-haves for anyone who wants to redo theirs.
A stand-up desk.
110% agree.
I haven't even used my stand-up desk, but
I
like knowing that I can.
It's a comfort thing.
It is. It's like, okay, because I know for a fact if I would have said, nah, just get regular desks, I'd have been fucking pissed at myself.
Right.
I'd have been like, man, I really would like to stand up today.
Right.
Well, you can't, dummy, because you decided to skimp out on cost and go with the cheap shit.
Mm-hmm. And we probably would have bought something to go on top of the desk to raise everything. No, I agree. We actually got desks that are motorized and rise with the motor. They are FlexiSpot desks. And
they're nice, too.
They are very nice. They have really nice colors.
Aren't they the... I don't want to say the cheap version, but aren't they like the budget version of VersaDesk?
Exactly. Yep. FlexiSpot is technically the budget version, VersaDesk, Veridesk, any of the more well-known brand types. Yeah. But their quality is amazing.
It looks good.
It's awesome. Like, they have all the color selections. They have all of the varying sizes that you would expect. It's really good stuff. I actually had gotten them for work, too. So they're really great. I love these desks, and they're really pretty color.
I would definitely suggest that you also buy a monitor stand instead of using the bases that come with your monitors.
Agreed. Yep. Because that was the next thing.
It cleans up a ton of desk space. Like, I have really three monitors because of my laptop. Well, two of the monitors are 24-inch standalones. So you've got these wide monitors, and they both have their own bases, and the bases are pretty big just so they don't wobble, you know. And just getting a single point that goes down to the desk and then clamps onto the edge, it saves a ton of space. And then even then, you can put stuff underneath your monitors now.
Yep.
And it also looks clean. You've got nice cable management on the back, so you don't have all these cables running out that you can see. It cleans up the desk space a lot.
Agreed. I think as far as your actual setup, those two things are critical.
Yeah.
For you to be effective at working from home. But there are a couple of things that we got that were actually aside from our setup. And one of those is a pretty little bookshelf. What we use it for is totally utility purposes.
It's our fucking teapot holder, coaster, hand sanitizer.
Yep. It's got a few knickknacks on it.
Snacks.
But it mainly is there as like a halfway house for our food or our debris.
Good Lord.
The debris of our eating, our lunch, either at our desk or just in the office in general.
Yeah.
I had a snack basket.
I had my Bitcoin node on display there too, but it was a little too noisy.
The fan, right?
Yeah.
It had that humming sound, made you want to fall asleep. So, no, not conducive to.
Well, and you can't podcast with a freaking computer fan whizzing
right
next to your dome piece.
Exactly. So based on those three things, I think if you have a place to kind of set snacks and all of your food debris, and then standing desks and your monitor stands, I think those are very important things to have in your home office.
There's one more thing that we technically don't have yet that I think we should have.
What you talking about, Willis?
Trash can.
Okay, true. We
we carry up one grocery bag. We go down there to make tea.
Breakfast.
Our office is up where our bedrooms are. And we go downstairs, we make breakfast, we make tea.
And we pack the bag full.
We pack the bag full of all the snacks. It's like our daily ration of food.
Mm-hmm.
Then we bring it upstairs. We empty that bag, and then all day we use that bag as a trash bag. It's a good idea, but yeah. it's dumb. Let's fucking buy a trash can.
It's we like are reusing the grocery bags. We okay. are being conservative.
Okay, buy a trash can and put the fucking grocery bags in the trash can instead of hanging it off of the damn coaster holder.
Okay, you know
I
what?
I just knocked it over today because its fucking coaster holder weighs half a pound.
No, those are stone coasters, okay? They're nice. They're
yeah,
heavy.
And I almost broke them because they all flew all over the room.
Stop being so rough. Calm down.
That's not what you always say.
I was waiting for it. You've been on a roll as is. Goodness. Okay. So beyond that, we've talked about our desk, the stands, and our halfway house for our food debris.
And a trash can.
And a trash can as your must-haves. The last thing that I have as far as topics go is the Mars rover.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. I like that stuff.
I am so excited about it. I think it is amazing, but also kind of eerie.
Why do you think it's eerie?
So there's that clip floating around between Facebook and Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, wherever you're looking, where it lands and it takes a look around and it's actually bringing back the images and the sound.
Yeah, I
the
remember.
The sound of the planet. It's so...
I know, it'd be weird if... I mean... That movie, The Martian, put it into perspective. Like, he was the only person on that planet.
Right.
And so the rover, I mean, it's not alive, though, so I can't say that. But just knowing that that's the only thing on that planet.
Mm-hmm.
That is fucking weird.
Yeah.
Imagine that. You're by yourself.
Right.
What the fuck?
You're by yourself. There's no sound. Like, could you imagine... There's no sound. It would be weird to not be able to process a sound.
Well, you couldn't communicate with anybody.
It's weird, but the whole purpose of this rover even going up there is to investigate whether or not life has ever been on that planet. So it's going to be doing some geological...
Please don't find anything.
I'm so nervous about this.
It's going to be like that game Mass Effect, where Mars was like a fucking gateway to other galaxies and shit. And then the Reapers came and tried to extinguish all life in the known universe.
Well, I kind of... I'm not even going to talk about that. You stick over... You're good with your video game.
Go play that game. That game is fun.
Elon Musk, I think, said it the best. That either there is no other life in this entire universe, or... There's a shit ton out there.
Yeah, there's no medium.
Right.
There's no middle. It's either zero or an unfathomable amount of life out there.
Right. I think he said it exactly right. So I know it is feasible that that rover's going to find something on Mars, but...
I hope it doesn't.
Scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, I know, because that worries the shit out of me, too, because, like... What if they did find, like, a skeleton that was, like, a human?
Oh, God.
Seriously.
I mean,
or even,
what would that mean?
Or
you
even,
know?
Or not even like, a human skeleton, but, like, a fucking animal.
I don't know what that would mean at that point.
I don't either. I don't think anybody would right now.
What would that mean? Does that mean that...
That mean I would purposefully shit my pants.
Does that mean that... Life was on that planet and somehow moved to Earth, and that's, you know, like, the future of Earth. Like, was that what that would mean?
Don't get me started on that other conspiracy that was on that damn thread. All these alien sightings that we're seeing in this country
are
actually time-traveling humans trying to cure cancer in the future and shit.
Okay, great. You're not allowed on Twitter anymore.
No.
I don't know. Like, I'm really excited about this rover and that it landed and what we're seeing. But I'm really kind of nervous about it all.
It just makes you wonder, like, okay, we find something. What's the next step?
Yeah.
What do we do? I mean, okay, say we do find it and say it is extinct. What does that mean?
Right.
That doesn't... Well, I guess to me, or I guess that does mean that there's probably a shit ton of life out there then. We just haven't discovered it yet.
And if that, I don't know, like, whoo,
yeah,
that's
that'd be mind blowing for
that's,
sure.
That's huge.
It'd be kind of weird.
Yeah. So definitely more to come as that rover does its thing. And
Hopefully that motherfucker just breaks down. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know how to feel about it.
I know.
I want to know, but I don't want to know. And I almost wonder, like, will something stop it from finding it? And if it does, what does that mean? There's so many.
Well, you remember the trailer for Transformers and it was Bumblebee grabbing her? Yeah, what if that shit happened?
Like the Dark Side of the Moon? That's when that happened, right?
I think it was a actual Mars rover. Bumblebee grabbed it.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was the Dark Side of the Moon and they grabbed something or whatever. Anyways. But yeah, so the Mars rover, I'm sure there's tons more to come from it. I'm not even sure how long it's going to be there, if it's there indefinitely.
It can't come back.
It can't.
How could it?
Fly back?
Oh, good Lord.
I mean, it got there.
Yeah, it's a one-way trip.
Oh, okay.
That's why there's no people there. Well, I don't think it'll ever really. I mean, obviously, it'll go bad, but.
Right. There's something powering it.
Solar.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, then it might not ever go bad. I don't know.
Batteries and stuff go bad. So,
yeah. So, I mean, it may break down, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm sure.
Yeah, I think. Isn't there another rover up
there? There was.
It's still there then.
Right.
So he's got a little rover buddy. He can still talk. Oh, shit. That's where they're going to build their fucking robot AI base.
With rocks.
Don't put it past these motherfuckers.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, anyways, tons more to come from the rover, I'm sure. And maybe we'll be a little more educated the next time we talk about it, too, as far as what it's doing.
You got the gist out there.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, and it's kind of scary at the same time.
Yeah, I'm kind of enjoying watching space come back into the mainstream. Everybody got so used to missions and stuff being a success, and. You know, it's like there was no media coverage because there wasn't all these fucking disasters. So everybody stopped watching and blah, blah, blah. I remember my dad and stuff always told me that they would watch it at school.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that anymore.
Well, it's not as historic anymore.
But it should be.
With Papa Elon at the wheel.
Oh, yeah. I'm enjoying the shit out of what SpaceX is doing. And Tesla, for that matter.
Absolutely.
He's got a crazy mind, but I do enjoy watching what he does.
Yep.
Because he does have the capability and the funds to legitimately change the path for us.
Yep.
I mean, his goal, I think, is to get us off the planet.
Yeah. Like, I think he even said that. And... you know, back to his original comment of there's either none or a shit ton.
Yeah. And you know what? Joe Rogan asked him,
moving.
How I can't help it. How often do you think about there being life? And he said, none. It was like,
Rogan's like, I have anxiety over it.
Yeah. And he's just like, I mean, until someone brings me evidence that shows otherwise, I don't think didn't he say it?
Yeah.
He didn't believe it.
Yes.
Any of that
stuff? He does not believe that there is life out there because he has not been given evidence to prove it otherwise.
Right. And he would 100% change course if he found evidence.
Yep. So yeah. Mars rover?
I guess he's not really a disbeliever as more of like a neutral party. He's like, I don't know.
Right.
I haven't seen otherwise, so I'm going to continue to say no, it doesn't exist.
Right. Yep.
So
we'll see what the Mars rover does and... might totally shatter our world.
They're going to dig up one of them Mass Effect relays. Oh my God.
Video games and Twitter. You're done.
Oh.
Well, I think that's all I have. You got anything else?
I'm good.
All right. I am good.
Hopefully this podcast sounds better because of this new mixer we got here. So.
Well, I think we went kind of long.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely long. Just fucking skip this episode.
Whatever. Skip Russ's part.
All right. Well, see you guys next time.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Unholy Union podcast.
Want to be a super fan? Join the Unholy Union Patreon for ad-free early access to all of our episodes at patreon.com/unholyunion.
For more Unholy Union content, check out our social media at Unholy Union Cast on Instagram and Twitter. We also have Facebook and TikTok.
Want to support the podcast? Rock some merch. Check out our merchandise store on our site at store.unholyunionpodcast.com.
See you at the next episode.
It's what you do with the things you love.